950 WKNR. You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All right, it's Luke Bryan time.
Which, First Energy Stadium. It's going to be sweet. A country concert at a football stadium.
You got to love that.
You do have to love it.
Saturday night, we have two pairs of tickets to give away. We'll get two winners on the line. 216-578-0850 is the number. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Dave DiNatale in for Nathan Zagura, along with Matt Wilhelm. Oh, yeah, get some Luke Bryan going underneath. All right. First contestant, Matt, you ready?
I am ready.
All right, it's Brent in Kent.
Brent in Kent.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. First qualifier to get you to the final is, name the two teams Carlos Dansby played for prior to the Cleveland Browns.
Arizona and Miami.
That is correct.
There we go. Tony Rizzo's...
There you go. Okay. Yeah, you got the RBS hotkeys. Yes. All right, here we go. Okay, you answer this next question.
You're going
with a friend, a wife, a girlfriend to see Luke Bryan at First Energy Stadium. All right. Joe Thomas has played in eight consecutive Pro Bowls for the Cleveland Browns. Two Cleveland Browns have played in nine, which is the most of any Cleveland Brown. Jim Brown is one of those. Name the other. Nine Pro Bowls for the Browns. Jim Brown is one. Who is the other?
That's a good one. I'm going to go Clay Matthews.
That is incorrect.
Correct. Sorry.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Brent and Kent.
For the call, Brent and Kent. We move on. Michael is in Menor. Michael, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Michael, are you ready? All right.
Yes.
What two teams did Dante Whitner play for before becoming a Cleveland Brown?
Oh, San Francisco?
That's one.
And Buffalo.
That is correct.
Nice.
All right, halfway there, my man.
Halfway there. You answer this, you get two tickets. All right. What college did Ozzie Newsome play for? Browns Hall of Famer. Ozzie Newsome. Where did he go to college?
Mississippi State.
Incorrect. Thanks for the call. Tom is in North Royalton. Tom, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Are you ready?
I am ready.
You are ready. All right, here we go. Josh McCown, potential starter for the Cleveland Browns, since he hasn't been named the starter yet.
Officially been named.
Okay. But. Had played for six other NFL teams. Besides Chicago and Tampa Bay, his most recent stops, name two other teams he played for in the NFL.
The Arizona Cardinals.
Correct.
That's correct. That's all we need. Does he need another one?
Name one more.
The Detroit Lions?
That is correct.
Nice work.
All right.
Halfway there. Tom in North Royalton.
You've gone as far as everybody else. Okay?
Okay.
Danny Shelton was drafted number 12th overall by the Cleveland Browns from the University of Washington. Trick question. What is the state capital that Danny Shelton was born in?
So we're looking for a city, Tom, in North Royalton. State capital.
Oh, Honolulu.
Incorrect. Thanks for the call. All right. Jacob is in Cleveland. Jacob, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
All right.
Yes.
I'm going to change it up. If you get this question correct, you will win a pair of tickets.
All right.
Okay.
This is Matt Wilhelm's. It's Matt Wilhelm's game, baby.
It's my gig. Okay. Since 2013, Tashaun Gibson has 11 interceptions. Only one player in the NFL has more. Name that player.
Patrick Peterson.
Incorrect. Thanks for the call, Jacob. Boy, we've gone through the gamut. Jay in Brook Park. You're next. Jay in Brook Park. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are
We're
you?
Doing good.
Good.
All right. Leadoff question. If you've been paying attention, which college did Ozzie Newsome play for? Browns Hall of Famer.
University of Miami.
Incorrect. You didn't even get to the second round. Brook Park Mark. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Good, man.
Good, man. How are you?
Alabama was that one, Jesus.
Well, we're not. Well,
I know.
And unfortunately, I can't let you go on with that either. So, John is in Strongsville. John, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
How are you guys doing?
We're good, John. All right. Need to know first and foremost. As a matter of fact, we'll make this as one of our big questions here. So we'll go ahead and call this one here. If you get it, you're going to see Luke Bryan.
All right.
Joe Thomas has played in 8 straight Pro Bowls. 2 Browns legends have played in 9. One is Jim Brown. Give me the other one.
I'll go Ozzie Newsome.
Incorrect. Thanks for the call, John. All right. Back to the calls. Steve and Norton. Steve, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Hey, thank you. Thank you very much.
Matt, I thought we made these questions relatively
easy. I thought we did too.
All right. Again, this is one of the Matt Wilhelm's win in your end question, Steve and Norton. Tayshaun Gibson, since 2013, has 11 interceptions. Only one player in the league in that span has more. Name him.
I have no idea.
Oh, thanks for the call. Nah, even our contest line is ringing. Matt's in Olmsted Falls. Matt, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
How you guys doing?
Good, man.
We're doing fine. All right. These are all, at this point now, these are all win and you're in questions because nobody's gotten them. Browns rookie nose tackle, Danny Shelton, from the University of Washington, was actually born in the capital city of another state. Name that capital city.
Washington?
Washington is not. Washington, D.C., Washington State, they would all be incorrect. Joe is in Medina.
We can't give him away.
Joe!
Bayless. Oh, there we go, Joe. He's ready.
All right. Joe.
Joe, Tayshaun Gibson has the second most interceptions since 2013. Which player in the National Football League has had more in the last 2 years?
Richard Sherman.
Correct. You are a winner, Joe.
You are going to see Luke Bryan.
You're going to go see Luke Bryan. Stay on hold.
All right.
Matt Fontana will get your information. All right. Matt, that's Joe and Medina in line 2. He is a winner. Brian in Cleveland is trying to be the other winner. Brian, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
What's up, guys?
What's up? I'm going to give him this question. I'll give him The Cleveland Browns have Joe Thomas, who's gone to 8 consecutive Pro Bowls. 2 Cleveland Browns have more Pro Bowls than 8. One is Jim Brown. Who is the other?
Clay Matthews.
Already been guessed. Incorrect. Thanks for the call. Jeff, out in Clyde. Jeff, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Jeff. Danny Shelton was born in a capital city, not in the state of Washington. And I'll also give you this. It wasn't in Hawaii either. State capital of the state of California. Name
I was going to guess California, but I'm trying to think of what the state capital is. I'm going to say, Sacramento.
You got it!
Wow.
Jeff and Clyde passes the geography test. He knows the state capitals. Danny Shelton was born in Sacramento, California. Jeff, you are a winner. You're going to see Luke Bryan.
On your way downtown from Clyde, you can stop in Berea and grab your tickets and head downtown.
Yes.
Will do. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. So both Joe and Jeff, Matt Wilhelm's to my left. Matt Fontana's going to get your information. You need to go to Berea to pick up these tickets, and we'll give the Browns your name and number, and you are going to see Luke Bryan Saturday at First Energy
Stadium.
I'm
sweating after that.
These contests are like that.
They are.
Lou Groza. Yeah, Lou Groza
was the other one besides Jim Brown
that
had been to 9 Pro Bowls, correct?
Yes.
Richard Sherman was the one.
Yep.
What other question did we stump people with?
Ozzie Newsom played for Alabama which, yeah. I couldn't accept the one caller because he didn't really swear, but I wasn't going to put him on for what he said. Yeah, Dansby played for the Cardinals and Dolphins. Whitner played for the 49ers and Bills.
I was starting to think of questions.
Yeah.
Name the 12 draft picks from the 2015
right.
draft.
Right.
But I guess we do this for a living, so we know it off the top of our head like it's nothing.
Exactly. Joe and Jeff, congratulations.
Congrats, bro.
We will hear from Browns head coach Mike Pettine as the team gets set to take on the Bears tomorrow night. That is next. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.